Where do you go for the insights and intel that keep you informed? It's easy to find tons of news and how-to stuff, but what about the commercial acumen, the business awareness that separates the good from the great professionals? The insights, the trends, the nuances, the patterns, the predictions, the drivers of change. Well, I'm Rob Brown, and that's exactly what we're doing here. With this brand new Accounting Answers podcast, I've interviewed 111 people who care about accounting, who talk to tech experts, fellow professionals, and clients every day. These people are on the front line in seeing what's working and what isn't. And you can't beat a variety of experts that comes from not just a couple of conversations or talking to your people in your own bubble. You need diversity of thinking and perspectives. So we're asking a range of experts in accounting, finance, and tech the same five questions about change, talent, people, tech, and the future of accounting. And in this daily show of 10 to 15 minutes, you get over 500 brilliant, passionate, and articulate perceptions, insights, viewpoints of professionals with a stake in the game. And each episode gives you five answers to one of these questions, so you're a step ahead of everyone else in knowing what the world is thinking about the topics that matter. Let's jump into today's episode. In this episode, we're continuing to ask our experts and influencers this question. What are your top three predictions for the future of the accounting world and the technology ecosystem that supports it? You won't believe the variety of answers that come out of that one question. Some common themes and repeating topics, yes, but the nuances and implications are staggering. Let's find out from five of our experts what's really coming up. Now, here is Adam Rakich, an accounting technology enthusiast and director of strategic alliances at DataBlend, passionate about connecting businesses with the right technological solutions to streamline their accounting processes.
So number one, everyone's going to calm down about AI, and I'm not saying it's not exciting, it is, but I'm looking forward to getting past this insane gold rush bit where 50 new vendors turn up every day with AI in their name because it's trendy. Now, I want to get back to talking about, doesn't matter what technology is behind it, but how is it going to improve real measurable outcomes for the accounting world? Number two, automation, automation, automation. Every accountant will need to automate more. There's going to be fewer accountants. There's not going to be less work. So part of that is going to be a willingness to explore the options in the technology space, but it's also very much on the software space to provide simple, clear solutions that show a measurable return. And number three, I've been dealing increasingly with firms that provide outsourced accounting, managed services. We don't seem to have standardized on a name for that yet, but where I get the firm to be my finance function for me. I think it's going to take time, but I see huge potential in that space. It's going to become a more popular model. The business obviously benefits from accountants with experience across a broad range of businesses. There's economies of scale. It just makes sense. But what I think is lagging and what I think is going to be really interesting to watch is the tech sector hasn't caught up. So they need to be working on how can they serve this new business model in a way that benefits everybody.
Let's get the thoughts of Adrienne Lester, Senior Sales Director at Citrix ShareFile and Right Signature, where she drives sales strategies and partnerships to empower businesses with secure document sharing and e-signature solutions.
So number one, automation. Automation, automation, automation. I think probably a lot of people have said that. A great stat is, you know, roughly 96% of accountants consider automation to be important to the profession. As mentioned, there are repetitive, very tactical things that accountants have to do time and time again. And so being able to automate that is going to do many things. But the top ones that we kind of are seeing are lower human error. Whenever you have to do manual work, it is absolutely open and receptive to it being goofed by whoever the human is to do it. So why not automate it? Reduction of costs, certainly. Being able to do things a lot faster is going to get that to go down. Service turnaround time. So again, elevating that customer and client experience. Can you do things faster and deliver things faster? You can get there with automation and certainly increasing the productivity. Number two, artificial intelligence. I do separate these a little because I think AI is going to be more around large language models. There's a lot of words that accountants have to know. There's a lot of jargon. Being able to ask a question to a large language model to be able to define an answer that you can regurgitate back to a customer is going to be, or a client, is very, very important. It also helps with enhanced data analysis. So as we've discussed, trying to provide that forward thinking advisory to their clients the ability to analyze these large data sets with AI is going to help speed that along and honestly lead to better future forecasting as well. And then fraud detection and risk management can also be assisted here. So pattern recognition is really where AI is helping the most, and being able to do that certainly would be helpful. The last one there is in client experience. Talks a lot about that. 73% of people in a study that we recently did said that client experience is as important of a decision as any, as they are making a decision on bringing in new software. And so how do you, you know, going back to the example of Carl, how do you make sure he's going to have an excellent experience as he interacts with your software as much as he is when he has a conversation with you over the phone?
The next voice is Alice Gray Harrison, a communications expert who specializes in guiding accounting firms through change, fostering alignment, and ensuring success through effective communication strategies and employee engagement.
Okay, so I predict that the employee experience will continue to evolve, and it will evolve to meet the needs of employees. We will have truly more of a latticed career path, where we see more job sharing, more fractional and seasonal work. And I think that firms will continue to evolve the way they think about the hours, because people no longer want to work 80-hour work weeks. Number two, I think we're going to see some ways that we communicate evolve. We're going to be communicating around alignment. And what I mean by that is we are going to fully articulate our mission, vision, values, and strategy. We are going to communicate around that so that our people understand, and we're going to measure performance of both our people and our firms based on our mission, vision, values, and strategy alignment. And number three, I think that with all of the evolving technologies, they're going to be evolving methodologies. I think advisory practices are going to continue to grow and evolve. There's going to be tons of specialization and tons of consolidation. And with all of those things comes major change within the firms. And so I think that firms are going to become more sophisticated with how they manage change so that they're able to bring their people along with them on the continuum of change, and fully articulating and helping their people understand the what, the why, the when, the how, all the details around the change so that they can bring those people on board and align them with the changes and build the performance of the firms.
Coming up now is Amanda C. Watts, founder of the Business Advisor Academy, dedicated to helping accountants escape the compliance cage and grow their practices through advisory services.
So my first prediction for the accounting world in the coming years is that you're going to see a huge migration to outsourcing and offshoring for the savvy firms. Now, I use the word savvy because we have to do this because clients want more than compliance. And when a client wants more than compliance, for your accounting firm to be relevant and for people to be coming to you, you need to be offering consulting and advising. And what we will see is that only the firms that systemize and optimize and do all of the outsourcing and the offshoring, only those firms are going to stand the test of time. Because when people buy what they need, they will question you on price. When people buy what they want, they will throw money at you. And I'll give you an example of this, is some people want a Rolex. Everybody needs to tell the time. Some people want to grow their business. Everybody needs to be compliant. When you need something, your energy is like, oh, I need this. I've got to have this. You know, I need to spend money on this. You know, the government has told me I have to spend money on this. When you want to grow your business, your energy is higher up the emotional scale. So you're going to be saying, I'm excited about growing my business. I'm excited about what the future holds. I have hope about everything that's going to happen in the future. And what we find is that when people buy something they need, they question the price. And when people buy something they want, they're happy to pay for it and pay for it handsomely. So business advisory is a want and compliance is a need. Now, because they're questioning the price, it's going to get squeezed more and more and more, which is why we have to outsource and offshore it, systemize it, get it working really well, and start selling clients something that they really, really want, not just what they need. So that's the first thing that I see. The second thing is, I think there's going to be a massive shift in accounting firms not having a shop front in a physical sense. And that means that their shop front is going to be on social media. So accounting firm owners, if they're going to have a shop front online, then they're going to have to build their personal brand. And I know that this is all about a tech and where is tech going to take us, but social media is a tech tool. And especially because COVID hit, we saw everybody migrate over to liaising with their clients on Zoom. There is no need for your team to be in the office. Now, where I work, I actually work out of a Regus office complex. And I do that because I need connection with people. So you will find that you will still need to have connection, which means you'll need to create a community for your team and for your clients, but it won't be a full-time thing. You're not going to be able to say to your team, I want you in the office 5, 6, 7 days a week, especially during tax season. And I think that the traditional accounting firms that have that shop front are going to see that if they want to get the really good players, the new players in the accounting profession, they're going to have to migrate and accept that remote working is something that they're going to have to do. And that goes back to me saying offshoring and outsourcing, because if you aren't going to have people in the office, you might as well offshore and outsource rather than pay someone in the UK. And then the third thing is, I think that there is going to be a lot more need for transparency and a lot of thinking around how you're working with your clients. Because once upon a time, an accountant used to be put on a pedestal, and we saw the accountant as the answer to our problems. Now we are told by Xero, by QuickBooks, by other software vendors that we do not need to have an accountant and we can do our own taxes and our own books. Now we know in reality that's not true, because they might muck it up and they can't get their head around it. But there is a lot of questioning around, do I really need an accountant, especially with startups? So what we need to do is be really transparent about how important it is to understand the numbers and how important it is to get your accounts right. Accountants have never had to sell before, never in their life had to sell before. They've just got clients. So I think that there is going to be a greater need to be transparent around the numbers. And I think you're going to have to show up a lot more and show the benefits of actually having an accountant.
Next voice you hear will be Amy Holdsworth, CEO of Clarity Street, guiding the industry in connected software and helping accounting firms leverage technology for efficiency and growth.
And number one, people are going to get harder and harder to find. So you need to leverage technology and systems to fill those gaps, finding different ways of being more efficient within your practice to execute on the tasks that need to be done to make sure that clients are serviced in the right way, compliance elements are taken care of, advisory and advice is provided in the right way. You need to harness and really take advantage of the tech that's out there in order to fill those gaps. That'd be my first one. The second is, if the industry doesn't do something to promote how sexy being a public practice accountant is, the trusted advisor role will be AI. I don't think it ever will be 100%, but I am concerned about that. Like, people want connection and they want relationships, so we need to harness this. The tech space is going to be overcrowded, number three. It's going to get harder and harder to choose which apps are right for you, and harder to push through and actually get work done. So I think as well, in some of the saturated markets, app development will plateau as apps try and gain more global market share. So for example, if you're looking at the Australian market and the New Zealand market, obviously that's where the Xero piece has originated from. The challenge and the concern is development might have slowed down a little bit over time for some of those earlier adopters. So it's the play for them to therefore go after more global market share as opposed to developing the product at a greater level. So I think that that's a consideration and a concern from my perspective is, will apps actually develop at the pace that we need them to develop? The impact, I believe, if apps don't continue to develop the products, where you've got a lot of early adopters and or you've got more market saturation, you get disenchanted accountants and or you get new apps possibly being developed, which means that there's more noise and more craziness of accountants trying to adopt new tech and new platforms when ultimately they want to be spending more time actually servicing clients. That's where I think it would go.
So there you have five great answers to the question, what are your top three predictions for the accounting world in coming years? Every Working Day of the Week, Monday through Friday, we give you the insights of five top influencers in the accounting world on what is coming up prediction-wise, what are they willing to bet on, what do they see in their crystal balls? That's 25 valuable perspectives, viewpoints, and best thinking every week. And with a fresh week comes a fresh question and more thoughts from the best accounting leaders and influencers we can find. Thanks for listening to the Accounting Answers podcast and sharing this brand new show with your friends. If you want to join the conversation, you can plug into our community of influencers at accountinginfluencers.com and check out our virtual speed networking events. These happen every few months for the North American region and the UK Europe region. Great opportunities to raise your profile, build valuable connections, and share your thoughts with influential peers. Until next time, this is your host, Rob Brown, saying stay informed, stay relevant, and stay connected.